Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with the chair of the Federation of State Beef Councils joining us. We're back in just a moment.
I'm standing under a very tall bridge waiting to talk about new Culex wheat herbicide with a satisfied user who's about to bungee jump from the top. Here he comes, sir.
Culex lets you plant the crops you want, when you want, while controlling difficult weeds.
What he's saying is that only Culex wheat herbicide combines strength with flexibility, a powerful new active ingredient that keeps your crop rotation options open. Learn more at flexibleweedcontrol.com or visit your local retailer.
Culex!
Strength and flexibility. Good for bungee jumps, good for wheat growers, bad for interviews.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
RCAF USA has litigation against USDA and the Montana Beef Council, an action that has now been expanded to additional beef councils across the heartland. At the heart of the litigation is the money that's being handed over by state beef councils to the Federation of State Beef Councils. Chair of that group is Dawn Caldwell from Nebraska. And we ask her about what this all really means for the Federation.
We've got, obviously, litigation right now against some of the state councils. Montana's been the lead part of it. Recently, a judge in Montana has agreed to add additional states, including some of those biggest beef states as far as dollars are concerned, the ones you mentioned, Texas, Kansas, Nebraska. Oklahoma's not included in that group right now. How does that impact what the Federation can successfully do?
Right now, nothing has changed because within that lawsuit, the judge has not placed the injunction that Montana is experiencing on those other states. So we are operating status quo. None of those states have done anything wrong. The lawsuit is asking to validate oversight, federal oversight. All of those states have a memorandum of understanding in place. So each and every project that they're doing, even at their state level, is being approved at the federal USDA level now. And so that, I believe, will allow those states to continue maneuvering their 50 cents through the system as they have been to continue to create beef demand.
So that MOU, you think, will be something that can be a good a point of argument by USDA lawyers?
Simply that, yes. Really, from the checkoff perspective, we want to be able to continue to do the good work we've been doing. Beef demand is at an all-time high, and that very much is in part due to the checkoff. And if we are not allowed to carry out that good work, then I get sad thinking about what could happen to beef demand and every producer. We want good market prices for our animals, and beef demand is what brings that about for us.
I would think that it would disappoint you some that some of the statements being made by the group that's brought this lawsuit, talking about it's almost like a money laundering game.
Having sat in this position, being able to be part of looking at the financials, creating the budgets, knowing how much scrutiny there is over how each and every dollar is allocated. And when I say that, I am not exaggerating, because at the state level, we will sit and discuss the value or the potential return on investment for a $50,000 research project. That's not even a new pickup or a new tractor today. Yet we have so much concern over making sure it brings value back to the producers. Again, at the, you know, at the national level, bringing those state and national dollars together, it's the same thing. What value do we get by, for instance, improving the culinary center? That would be an example of how Federation dollars get invested. Well, that culinary center is where research or recipe research happens, and those recipes then can be distributed to schools, to restaurants, to all different places. We have all different meat retailers come in, do testing on equipment, train their chefs, and those are both domestic and global companies. So the benefits that come from those dollars are incredible. And to think that there is any question that those dollars cross paths makes me really sad, because I know, and I get to see, and so I wish any producer that does question that would just come ask those of us that are involved. And, by the way, they could choose to get involved as well and come to any of the meetings they wish to come to and listen in.
The chair of the Federation of State Beef Councils, Don Caldwell from Nebraska, talking about this litigation brought by RCAF against state beef councils and USDA. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th through the 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.